It's Casey on the radio. The Health and Happiness Show, brought to you by Hudson Valley Hospital Center. A better place to get better.
Happy holidays, it's Casey. When I sat down to create this holiday show, just for giggles, I Googled the word angels. Want to take a guess what popped up? The LA Angels of Anaheim. I actually thought the Victoria's Secret Angels would get the top spot. And then I abandoned the internet and just sat with my angel friends for a minute. 'Tis the season for angels. You may put an angel on top of your tree or lie down in the snow and wave your arms to make a snow angel. But do you ever talk to your angels? My mother does. Well, mostly she just says, thank you, angels. I hear her say it when she finds her keys or remembers to take along her phone before she leaves the house. I asked her recently if the conversation with her angels ever got more involved than that, and she said, oh, no. I just say thank you. That's my mother. She never wants to be a bother. Me? I am ringing my angels' bells almost constantly. But I think I am most grateful to my mother for giving me such a strong faith. And today's show may encourage you to stand in your faith and reach out and feel the beings that so many religions promise us are right there. I have a sweet and strong memory from grade school. Our lunchroom was a pretty dreary place, but there was one iconic picture on the wall, the picture of the guardian angel helping the two little children across a bridge. The idea behind that picture gave me hope and strength for decades. Elizabeth von Falwa is our guest today. She'll have you talking to your angels. And then an angel song from Jill Sibri and Katie Lang will bless us and send us into the season. That's next.
It's Casey on the radio, the Health and Happiness Show. Friend it on Facebook and follow it on Twitter. Casey on the radio, fun and inspiration.
Michael Weiser wasn't surprised that Hudson Valley Hospital Center won a prestigious Press Ganey Award for the fourth time in recent years.
The doctors at the Hudson Valley Hospital Center saved my life.
Neither was George Ondek.
They helped save my wife's life.
After winning the organization's Success Story Award for employee satisfaction in 2006 and patient satisfaction in 2012 and 2013, Hudson Valley Hospital Center has now won the 2014 Guardian of Excellence Award for clinical excellence. To qualify, medical and employee staff had to receive scores higher than 95% of hospitals nationwide. Fewer than 5% of the 10,000 Press Ganey healthcare facility members reach this threshold and maintain it for the one-year reporting period. But the win didn't surprise Rabbi Herschel Jaffe either.
They have saved my life more than one time. I'm so thankful.
Just another example of why Hudson Valley Hospital Center is a better place to get better. Learn more at hvhc.org.
Hello, this is Pamela Cuccinelle offering you the astrology forecast for the week. This solstice weekend has a Sagittarius moon, which adds a ho-ho to every activity. There are things to do, places to go, and people to see. Be aware that impulsive encounters or purchases are not necessarily something you would do under ordinary circumstances. Position yourself with the right company. The overall tone is to live life large. Dance or light some inspired fire. Sunday's winter solstice is coupled with a new moon. There is also a shift as the planet Uranus seems to turn into direct motion, signaling an out-of-the-blue occurrence tends to be anticipated more. Allow yourself a sense of fresh start with a solid foundation. Believe it to be so. This is a tremendously fertile new moon to bring in new beginnings for career and long-term goals. Monday brings conversations that lead to a job or project, if not in the moment, through the connection. Too many choices on Tuesday lead to spinning wheels. Christmas Eve, with its Aquarius moon, promises crackling activity and overall goodwill. However, be hyper alert on the road or walk, especially if there are icy conditions. The same holds true in conversation. Christmas Day suggests some tiny tots may catch Santa in the act. This is a time to solve and ponder mysteries, great and small. You may feel a bit detached in spite of the festivities. There are many ways to separate ourselves from others. Look for the threads that bind you to the whole. Honor the light within you and in all. Blessings to you this holiday season. Visit my website to find out how astrology can chart your course. Visit my website to find out how astrology can chart your course. You can also obtain access to more in-depth daily forecast at insightoasis.com. This is Pamela Cuccinell. May the stars light your path and have a stellar week.
Did you know the holidays needn't bring you down? The stress and sometimes blues of the season can be reduced or avoided completely. First, check your expectations. The holidays don't have to be perfect, and they will never feel as they did when you were a child. You're grown up. Second, keep it simple. Too many gifts, elaborate dinners, or overscheduled days stress everyone and lessen the fun. If your family life has changed due to divorce, finances, a loss, or illness, decide ahead of time which traditions you'd really like to keep and discard those that are too taxing or no longer meaningful. You may choose to replace one or two with new traditions that are more compatible with your situation. Keep to your budget, no exceptions. And last, consider helping those in need. If you're alone, it creates ready-made family, or if you have a family, what a great way to teach them the spirit of giving. The joy you receive from sharing is the most memorable gift you'll ever receive. This is Marcy Niffin, licensed clinical social worker with your Mind-Body Minute. Find me at www.mindbodyputnam.com.
Hi, it's Casey. And Lisa Kay, the intuition lady who's on the show from time to time, she suggested I speak to today's guest, and I'm so glad she recommended Isabel. Isabel's life is filled with angels, and she travels around the world teaching people how to find their spiritual guides. It is so wonderful to hear your beautiful voice, Isabel.
Oh, thank you so much. Yours is lovely, too.
Now, tell us, where are you calling from?
I'm calling from Munich in Germany.
And is that your home?
This is my home. Yes, I'm traveling again tomorrow.
So you travel all over the world. What are you doing in your travels?
I am teaching about angels and other light beings to help people to live a more fulfilled life and to realize their dreams.
Let's talk about it. So angels and other beings of light, how did you first come to meet them?
I was always believing in them, but like 14 years ago, I was diagnosed with a severe leukemia, and the doctors just gave me 3 days to 3 weeks to live. And in the same week, I had lost my partner, my house, and a scholarship. And so I was just totally devastated and thought my life was over. And I struggled with life and death for 4 years. And in 2004, I decided I don't want to get to know a new doctor or a new healer or a new something, because no one really could help me to overcome this. And so I decided to give myself totally in the hands of God and the angels. And I couldn't walk anymore because I had fever for 4 years. And so I was just in bed, and I decided just to pray and meditate. And a good destiny gave me a book of Doreen Virtue. And when I read it, I just knew if she can talk to angels, I can do it too. And I worked with her book for about 2 months and meditated every day. And 2 months later, I was meditating, and the air pressure in the room totally changed. And I opened my eyes, and right in front of me, the most beautiful tall angel up to the ceiling was standing in front of me telling me, "I am Archangel Raphael. Finally, you can see me. Finally, you can hear me. Now you can become healed." And I was just crying so hardly.
Wow. And you were healed.
Yes. He gave me every single day advice for my daily life, what I had to change, about diet, about sleep, about supplements, about everything. And so half a year later, what I never had expected, I opened a studio and to give one-on-one sessions to people.
One-on-one sessions so people can meet their own angels.
Yes, I did that. Now I have no time anymore because I'm traveling more or less nonstop.
We are talking to Isabel, and Isabel, say your last name for me.
Isabel von Fallois.
Beautiful. I'll just say Isabel. And what is your website?
My website is just my name, isabelvonfallois.com. Or the other one about my training is angellifecoachtraining.com, all in one word.
All right. I want to get back to your story. You mentioned Doreen Virtue. Many people may not know, but she is a famous author who's written angel books and angel cards. Have you met Doreen Virtue in your travels?
Yes, I met her, let me think, I met her 8 years ago for the first time. I did the angel therapy practitioner training with her in California, and I also did the mediumship training with her in Hawaii, and she was also the one who married my husband and me in Hawaii.
Beautiful, wonderful, beautiful. So how many years ago was it that you lost, you said, your house, your partner, your career, and was were diagnosed with leukemia? How many years ago was that?
It was 14 years ago in the year 2000.
Okay. And in how many, and it took 4 years, you were in poor health for 4 years, then you found the Doreen Virtue book, you meditated for 2 months?
Yeah. It was really like, oh, you can imagine, for 4 years struggling with death, you search for anything. And I tried, I don't know, to many doctors, how many doctors and healers I went. I have no idea anymore. It was crazy. But after 4 years, I really started to become depressed. And I thought, okay, I don't want to see another human being. I just don't want to. And so I decided I have to do it with God and the angels, or my life is done. I mean, this was the point. And then when I really, let's say, surrendered completely, then the miracle happened.
And isn't that always the case?
Yes, it is always the case. You're totally right, Casey.
Once you surrender, the angels can come in and say, I'm here, let me help you.
Exactly, exactly.
So do you still meet with Angel Raphael every day?
Yeah, I would say he's very, very close to me. And of course, I'm very happy to have him still very close, because, I mean, I truly love what I'm doing. But still, it's very, very exhausting. For instance, last year, I really packed every 3 days my luggage. And this is just crazy. And so you need good health support. And Raphael is just wonderful for that.
Wonderful. All right. So I wanted to ask you, how long would it take me to meet my angels? How could I do it? How could my listeners do it?
Yeah, what I always suggest is really to take a time of silence where no one is going to disturb you, where you really know you have the time to relax, to go in a deeper space within you, and maybe create a holy space for you with music, with let's say incense or a candle, and then really concentrate on the back of your shoulders, and just turn your head to one of your shoulders and feel, is there a presence which feels more female or more male? And because all of us have two guardian angels at least. And if you really take care of this, you will feel, is this a masculine presence on the right side or feminine? And then you try the other side. And you really start to talk to that angel, or to both angels, and tell them about your life and ask them to help you. And if you really can feel them and really trust it, you can also ask, what is your name? May you tell me this name? And maybe you hear a name, you think it's impossible. For instance, a client of mine heard the name Peter, and he said, is this impossible that my guardian angel's name is Peter? But then I told him, please, look for signs. And he left my studio the same day, and he went on his bicycle, and he drove around the corner, and in front of him was a car driving, saying, baby Peter on board. 500 meters later, he saw a big poster of a movie which was promoted, and there was Peter in the title. And then he came in his office, and normally he had another mug because his name was not Peter, but on this day the only mug which was still left and not dirty was the mug where was the name Peter on it.
Oh my goodness, that's a lot of Peters, so to speak.
Yes, and so then he called me and said, Isabel, are these signs, or can I now truly believe it was really the name of my angel? I said, yes. I mean, I told you will get signs that you heard it right.
All right. Isabel is our guest. We are talking about talking to angels, and this is the lady who can teach you how to connect with your angels. Now, are the angels just the angels that we know? Michael, Raphael, Uriel?
and Gabriel. There are lots and lots of more angels out there, and I know only a few of them, to be honest. And I can only write about the angels I really met and I'm friends with, you know. There are thousands of angels out there because every person, millions, billions, you know, because everyone has at least two personal angels, and there are angels for the signs, there are angels for the days, there are angels for everything. And so we really, whenever we need help, we can just say, whoever is taking care of this might come. Please, angels, come if you don't know who is taking care of this special case, you know.
Okay. Now, let me ask you this, Isabel. Are angels made by God, or do humans reincarnate until they reach the level of angelhood?
I would say that angels are made by God, and really very, very few angels, as I know, like Archangel Sandalf and Archangel Metatron, became angels. They were before prophets. One of them, Sandalf was Eliah, and Metatron was the prophet Enoch. But normally human beings don't come into that sphere.
So how quickly can I get in touch with my angels and light beings? And I ask this on behalf of the listeners.
You can do it immediately. In the moment you ask, please be there, they will be there. And you just really need to have this silence around you that you can feel it. Because if you are aware of the now, you will feel it in the one or the other way. Or you can hear something, or you feel a touch, or you feel an energy. They come immediately in the second you call them. It's just a single thought in your mind.
Isabel is our guest. I'll give you her website later on so you can find out more about connecting with your angels. Can I ask my angels to talk to other people's angels?
Yes, this is especially great if you want help for relationships or love relationships. For instance, my mother knew a friend of us, wanted a girlfriend. And she asked his guardian angels to connect with the guardian angels of the girl who was meant for him. And only a few weeks later, he went into a bar and there was just the girl he was always looking for. And she didn't first really want him. But my mother didn't stop praying from one guardian angel to the other guardian angels. And today they are married, have a wonderful child, and are very, very happy.
Oh, well, isn't that a lovely angel love story?
Yes. And you also can do it, for instance, if you have problems with a person, you just can ask your guardian angels to tell the guardian angels of that person what you would love to tell that person, but maybe don't dare to tell it in person. And very, very often, the next day or some days later, you can feel a change as if you had talked in person to that person. It's amazing.
All right. Do we have to be perfect people to talk to our angels, or can we be our human old selves and still have angelic encounters?
We can be as we are because angels love us unconditionally, and they see the pure, the innocent self within us. And so we can truly speak with them in any state we are. They come in every situation and help.
Ah, wonderful. I'm very happy to hear that news. Anything else? What else do our listeners need to know this morning about angels?
Oh, what I really, really want to tell them, because a lot of people still fear that they should not ask angels if they are not in a life-threatening situation, because they don't want to bother them. But the reason is why we should do is that the angels' mission is to help us, to be the most beautiful, the most happy, and the most, let's say, loving people we can be. And it's like a mother wants for children the very best. Our angels, or all the angels want the best for us. So this is the great message. Their wish to communicate with us is even bigger than ours to communicate with them.
But it is we who have to start the communication. Isn't that right?
You are totally right, Casey, because we have a free will and they are not allowed to interfere with it. And so we have to say, please, angels, help me. Or can you give me an advice for this? Or give me a sign. And they will show you signs in like feathers or coins in places where normally no coins would be. They will show themselves in one or another way.
Gosh, I wish they could just send us an email or a text.
You know what? I mean, maybe not that, but I really had the situation. I told you I had 4 years fever in a row. And after Archangel Raphael had appeared the first time, he told me even a website where I could find the supplements I needed to get rid of the fever. And 4 weeks later, I was without fever. This was a real miracle after 4 years.
Angel Raphael sent you to the pharmacy.
Let's say it like that.
That is fantastic. Now, do you still see him corporally, if that's the word, our angels corporal? I don't know.
You know, these really big apparitions happen not every single day. They appear in very, very special moments. But I can see his light. So I see, sometimes I see like light balls of emerald green light. Sometimes I see like an apparition of a green, big green being. Sometimes I hear him only because as a pianist, I'm very trained with my ears. So sometimes I just receive the messages without seeing him, but hearing him. And it's the same with the other angels and other light beings.
You said you're a pianist.
Yes, my former profession was being a concert pianist, yes.
Now, do you ever co-create and write music with the angels?
I did. I also composed a piece which is called Healing Rays of Raphael. But just the last 4 years, I had no time anymore to play concerts because I'm just the books came out in several languages and I'm just traveling in their name. But I hope one day I will have time again for both.
I wish that for you. I wish that you have all the free time and joy that you can have. And I know you're doing good work, but please take some time for yourself, okay?
You are very right, Casey. And for you too, may the angels bless you every single day and rain angel miracles upon you and all the listeners.
Santa Maria, Santa Teresa, Santa Anna, Santa Susanna, Santa Cecilia, Santa Cordelia, Santa Domenica, Mary Angelica, Frater Ashes, Frater Pietro. Julianus, Petronella, Santa, Santos, Mirza, Vladimir, and all of the rest.
Upon the steps and a baby cries. High above you can hear the church bells start to ring. And as the heaviness, oh, the heaviness, the body settles in. Somewhere you can hear a mother sing. Then it's one foot, then the other. You step out on the road. Step out on the road. How much weight? How much? Then it's how long and how far and how many times? Oh, before it's too late. Come on. Through this wild, don't leave me alone. Call all angels, call all angels. We're trying, we're hoping, but we're not sure how. On every day upon the sunset with such love and intensity. Why, it's almost as if you could only crack the code, then you'd finally understand what this all means. Ah, but if you could, do you think you would trade it all all the pain and suffering. Ah, but then you'd miss the beauty of the light upon this earth, and then the sweetness of the
Jill Sibri and Katie Lang, calling all angels. May your angels guide you through a blessed and beautiful season, and I pray to see you next week. Happy holidays.
You've been listening to Casey on the Radio. Hear more at caseyontheradio.com. The information shared on this show is intended for general information purposes only. You can contact Casey through the website, caseyontheradio.com.